engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There are many different titles of Mary, many different special days. And today, we remember the fact that one of the key ways that we honor the Mother of Jesus, the Mother of God, is through the Rosary. Now, many of our friends who are disciples of Jesus, but not of the Catholic Church, may not realize how scriptural the Rosary is. And really what it is utilizing the words that come to us from the first chapter of Luke's Gospel, which we read from this morning, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." And then later in that chapter, when Mary visits Elizabeth, as she was told by the angel Gabriel about Elizabeth's pregnancy, she is greeted from Elizabeth with the words, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." So these words of Scripture, of the Gospel of Luke, comprise the Hail Mary that is said in the Rosary, and of course the Our Father. But it's the reflection on the events of Scripture that constitute the heart and soul of the praying of the Rosary, because it's meditation on these scriptural events, including the two that are referenced in today's reading. One in the visit of Gabriel to Mary, telling her this great news that Christ will be conceived and born of her, that God will become one of us. This, of course, is at the foundation of salvation. And then the other in the first reading, where we have Mary praying with the other disciples of her son, invoking the Holy Spirit. These are two of the 20 mysteries of the Rosary. Again, biblical events, events of salvation history, that we're called to reflect on, that we're called to live, we're called to imitate, we're called to grow as a result of. Mary is there in all of this, never separate from her son. This is one of the key things we keep in mind anytime we have a feast day in honor of Mary, that it is all about Jesus. The only reason we're so devoted to Mary is because we worship Jesus. And she is the mother he chose obviously, again, clearly according to Scripture, to come into the world, to take on a human nature. This is all his doing. Notice the words, hail full of grace. Grace is God's gift. It's not about something that the person has independent of Jesus or alternately from Jesus. It's grace from him. In fact, it is him. Grace is God dwelling in us and working on us and blessing us. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. That's why all of this is special. And then, of course, unusual here to have for our responsorial psalm today, not words from the Psalms, but words from the gospel. It's the Magnificat, as it's called, this hymn of praise that Mary offers to God. And notice she says, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Of course, Jesus is the Savior of Mary. He dealt with her in a special way, but nevertheless, again, it's all through him that salvation comes, whether to Mary or to any of us. Brothers and sisters, there are special connections here between the Rosary and the great cause of life to which our ministry is committed full-time, and so many of you are as well. The pro-life effort really feeds on the Rosary, is blessed by the Rosary. So many who fight abortion and pray outside of the abortion facilities are utilizing the Rosary. Why is that? I mean, aside from the calming effect of this prayer, it's very meditative, it's very calming, and as you're fingering the beads, you're even in your body, you're calming. And you know, when we're praying out there in front of the abortion facilities, there can be a lot of tension, and the Rosary gives us that calm that we need. But even more substantially, we are reflecting on the beauty of life in the womb. In every Hail Mary, we are saying, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Hail, full of grace, also, is a greeting given to Mary on the occasion of announcing her pregnancy. So the deep connection here between the devotion to the Rosary and the devotion to defending the dignity of motherhood, the beauty of pregnancy, the value of the child in the womb, the fruit of the womb, is clear. That connection is so clear, so obvious. Hail, full of grace, this is a good news that you're going to be pregnant. So many, when they find out, it's bad news, it's frightening news. Certainly it was confusing to Mary, as we heard in the gospel. Well, what are you talking about? I'm not planning to be a mother. Well, so it's happening every day, right? Including to people we know. Hey, I wasn't planning on this. Well, that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. That doesn't mean you can't handle it. That doesn't mean you should be dejected. That certainly doesn't mean you should kill the child. Let's turn to the Lord and ask for his help. And we, as God's people, reach out hands of help to those that are in these situations. And the Rosary reminds us of all this. It reminds us of all this. Furthermore, many of those 20 mysteries of the Rosary, we could say, of course, all of them, are reflecting, too, on the dignity of human life. Some stand out in a particular way in that regard. So, for example, the birth of Christ, which is the third joyful mystery of the Rosary, the birth of our Lord. John Paul II wrote that the birth of a Christ is the foundation for the joy that we have in the birth of any and every child. Good news of great joy to all people. Today in the city of David is born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Joy for all people. Because in that Christmas announcement that God has become one of us, there we see human life, which was already sacred because it came from the hands of God, made in his image and likeness. We see it raised up to an even higher level of dignity and holiness because now God has taken humanity upon himself, joining the divine nature with the human nature. We reflect on the dignity of life. We reflect on the dignity of life also, for example, in the the mystery of thinking of our Lord's resurrection, the first glorious mystery, and the second glorious mystery, the ascension. What's happening here? Again, in his humanity, Jesus is conquering death. As God, he's always above the power of death. But now he took our humanity, which was subject to death, he brought it through death, and then he rose from the tomb. He brings our humanity with him through death to the heights of heaven, to the heights of heaven. You want to know what God thinks about human life? Look at the resurrection and the ascension. That same humanity that you and I share, that same humanity that the children in the womb share, that's the humanity that's brought up to the heights of heaven. And that's why Jesus can say in the book of Revelation, Revelation 3:21, to the victor I will give the right to sit with me on my throne. That's why St. Paul can say, if we hold out until the end, we will reign with him. Again, it's all about human life being exalted in Jesus Christ. Mary's role, she's the woman from whom he took his humanity. Jesus is the only mediator between God and the human family. But how can he be a mediator between God and humanity without sharing humanity? And how did he decide to share humanity? By choosing a woman who would be his mother. But this exaltation of human life in the resurrection and the ascension, again, is the foundation for our pro-life convictions and our commitment. Because this is what God thinks of human life. He raises it up to his throne. You know, the thrones back at the time of the kings and in Jesus' time, they understood when he said, you will sit with me on my throne, were more like long benches. The king could invite someone to come and sit next to him on the throne. Well, that's what God is going to do for us all. This is what he thinks of human life. Then we have, of course, the Assumption of Mary. Now, this is something which the church has always believed. And again, it's centered on Christ, that he shares Christ. Scripture tells us Christ is the first fruits risen from the dead, that he will bring this victory to his whole body, the church. I am the vine, you are the branches. You have life because of me. I am the bread of life. He who eats this bread will never die. That the sharing of the life that conquers death starts in Christ and is shared to all his members in the church. And so to say that Mary was taken up body and soul into the glory of heaven is again to affirm what God thinks of human life and the fact that death does not, will not, cannot have the last word. It can't. Death has no more power over him. Well, who is he? The him, that's Christ. And what does Paul say? It is he is who is the head of the body, the church. We are all members thereof. Death has no more power, therefore, over us, because it has no power over him, head of the body, over him, the whole Christ, head and members. And Mary's assumption reflects the first fruits of that. Christ and then those who come after him. How appropriate that he would share this first with the human being from whom he took his own humanity. So we rejoice today in life. We rejoice in the Mother of God. We rejoice in the Rosary. Continue praying it with devotion. Continue praying it with fervor. Continue immersing yourselves in the scriptural events that it recounts. And continue, brothers and sisters, being vigorous and clear witnesses to the sanctity of life, and particularly the lives of those that are most vulnerable, most discriminated against, most cast to the fringes of society, the children in the womb. May they be at the center of our attention, and may they be protected from the violence of abortion. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.